It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. An opera from the Harlem Renaissance is coming back home to New York soon. Voodoo, a long-unheard opera by the pioneering African-American composer and Harlem Renaissance figure H. Lawrence Freeman, will return to New York next month, where it had its premiere in 1928, for a pair of concert performances that'll be recorded. Dates are set for June 26th and 27th at the Miller Theater at Columbia University. Columbia plans a conference in conjunction with the performances called Restaging the Harlem Renaissance, New Views on the Performing Arts in Black Manhattan. The presenters said they believe that the revival of voodoo will mark its first performances since 1928, when it had its premiere at the Palm Garden in New York. Freeman, who lived from 1869 through 1954, grew up in Cleveland, organized his own opera company in Denver, conducted, taught music, wrote criticism, and became a well-known figure in Harlem. Most of his operas remain unpublished. His papers and scores are kept in Columbia University's Rare Books and Manuscripts Library. There is a plan to transcribe the score using digital music software to increase access to Freeman's music and encourage future productions. Medical office waiting rooms can be sterile, noisy, intimidating places, environments that make waiting to see the doctor even more stressful than it already is. Young classical musicians are looking for new places to hone their art and new ways to connect with an often indifferent community. New research describes an innovative initiative that may help solve both of these problems: live classical music played in the waiting areas of medical facilities. In the journal Musicae Scientiae, Michael Silverman and John Halberg of the University of Minnesota describe a program they created in which classical piano and guitar students spent time performing in a primary care waiting area at a small urban medical center in Minneapolis, which typically sees 30 to 40 patients per day. Interviews with staff found their reaction was overwhelmingly positive. "We absolutely think it creates a calming atmosphere for the patients and us," volunteered a physician assistant. "Just about every patient comments on it." For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for The Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.